This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and we are live this Saturday evening. It's, well, if it's 7 p.m. Eastern time where you are. This is Mark.
And Vincent.
Vincent's sitting in for Ian. Come seeing a friend at the hospital, as best I can tell. And, we're here taking your calls, and we're happy to take the calls on anything. The number's 855-450-3733, and our Skype username. And I think we're one of the few commercial radio programs out there that'll take your Skype call, but the Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to call us either way, and usually the audio sounds a bit better on Skype. I want to get right into it, into the topic that I brought in, Vincent. And I hope it doesn't seem like I'm trashing on you and your generation or anything in this topic, because I think nothing is more boring than, an older person going, "Those kids, and I got to ruin the world," right? Like that. They're stupid music, and which I got to admit. If music's older than, if it's newer than a certain amount of decades, I think it sucks. But that's my opinion, and I'm clear that my opinion is just based on age. However, there's a study, Vincent, and now you're, let's give our ages here. So I'm 46 years old, I think.
I'm 18. Soon to be 19 in a few months.
Right. And you are top of your class, broadcast, and you're doing great, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're sitting in, learning how to be a talk show host. We're happy to have you. You've been awesome, and you have Ian's accolades.
Working 3 jobs this summer.
Yeah, and there's no reason why you should get trashed on by some senior talk show host for your age. And I'm not trying to do that, but I do want to read this headline, and I've done some research. This one particular headline is from ZeroHedge.com, and I get their emails. It says a quarter of millennials living at home. You know where a home is, right, Vincent?
With mommy.
Yeah, or daddy, right? Yeah. It's the new generation. Mommy and daddy probably don't live together anymore. But at home, they neither work nor study. I'm going to go through that one more time. A quarter of millennials living at home, neither work nor study. Now, you're not a millennial, right?
No, it depends on who looks at it. There's so many different studies, and everyone has a different definition, but I consider myself Generation Z.
The best I can tell, I looked this up when you said that prior to the show, and best I can tell, you are Generation Z. You are not you're not a millennial. You're younger than millennials. And I find it utterly disturbing that a quarter of millennials, these are people that are your seniors, somewhere in the ages of, 25 to 35 in that range, are living at home and not working and not studying. It's one thing to live at home if you're, say, I'm pursuing my bachelor's in basket weaving. Right? Okay, fine. If your parents want to put up with that crap, you getting one of these. And by the way, I'm in a field where a lot of people have communications degrees. Communications degrees I consider to be, by and large, completely worthless. These are degrees in drinking alcohol and doing drugs at some place other than your parents' house. So, I'm highly skeptical of degrees that aren't, engineering, law, pre-med, computer science to some extent, things that you get the job in after you do it.
Well, I have a liberal arts degree, I'm studying for a liberal arts degree in journalism, and I will say it depends on the program, because here at Keene, they get awards that rival Yale and other Ivy League schools, because we do, and I'm not just saying this to get a scholarship or anything, we do have a great staff, and it's a lot of hands-on work. They have alumni who are actually journalists come in to talk, and it all depends. I think it's just like the supplementals thing. The ISP, as they call it, where, they say, okay, you have to learn a certain amount of social sciences, you have to learn a certain amount of basket weaving, as you see. I think that's what's a big, waste of money, because people have to focus all on that instead of what they actually are paying to do, what they want to do as a job.
And you know, it seems to me if you're going to be at home and you're not going to school, that, you know, work of some sort is necessary. I get it. You know, maybe some percentage of these people work for the family business and they're not counted or something like that. But I don't see any reason for that being the case. You wouldn't be, I mean, you're not really eligible for unemployment unless you've been working. You've got to be employed to be unemployed. And I get the impression that many of these people haven't been employed for very long. You only get unemployment if you've been fired or laid off, not if you've quit or, you know, whatever. So it's possible some of these people are working for the family business, but I think the numbers are really low. I would expect that if you were, when, you know, when I was growing up, if I knew somebody who was 25 to 35, lived at home, didn't have a job, and wasn't going to school, that person was some kind of mental patient. Like, that would be the only thing that would come to mind. What would be the possible reason? Or these people are wacky independently wealthy, and so independently wealthy that they're irresponsible. I wouldn't, you know, if I were independently wealthy, I would still consider work to be a value that would be, to be such a value that I would send my kid to work. So I find this statistic to be very, very frightening. And so I looked it up. I want to, you know, I can't go on the radio and just spout off of some statistic and not back it up. So I went to the USA Today article that also went over, because this is a 100-page white paper coming from the U.S. Census. I'm not reading this whole thing.
Well, sometimes they have a summary at the beginning.
Right, they had a summary. They said, millennials are unlike any other generation to precede them. And I'm going to go ahead and say that's true. Best I can tell. Look, I'm not trying to trash on millennials here. I brought on Generation Z to make you people look bad, right? Like, I got a kid who happened to be assigned to me this evening. Three jobs he's holding, and millennials can't manage to hold one, at least a quarter of them. And, you know, I guess what I would say if I were a millennial is this is good for me because that means my competition stinks. You are truly, to some extent, in competition with the people that are, you know, in your age bracket. And to some extent, you know, the people that are 10 years above you or whatever.
Yes, 5 to 10.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, you're looking at them to see, you know, that your employer's going to be looking at you guys in this particular realm. They're going to call, what are those young people doing? And then they'll pick the best young person. So I would say as a millennial, hey, this is awesome. 25% out of the job market. And it's not like, you know, millennials is a smaller generation than Gen X like I am. And, you know, it's just awesome as far as it goes for them. But it says here from USA Today, there's nothing new about comments on how kids these days are different from the generation that came before them. In the case of the millennials, the U.S. Census Bureau has some data that backs those observations up. Today's young adults look different from prior generations in about every regard. Remember, I said, that's there it is. How much education they have? They are well educated. If you consider a degree, a worthless degree, educated, how much education they have, their work experience, when they start a family, even who they live with while growing up. The report looks at changes in social, economic, and demographic trends among young American adults defined as ages 18 to 35. So you would fit into this as a millennial, is that right?
Yeah, by this.
Okay, so by that measure, you would fit into the millennial thing here. So there you go. Your competition's pretty good. It found that they increasingly live at home and delay starting a family, according to the report. That trend reflects a wider shift in attitudes about the importance of work and education over family. Can you think of reasons why this might occur, Vincent? Why would millennials be living at home so much longer?
I think because housing is expensive. Same with rent, you know, the housing market collapse.
Sure.
I think maybe if her parents are overtly sensitive. Like, my dad, he has no problem saying, get off the couch, you bum, and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, other parents might not as be.
I'm thinking that, first off, I have no particular problem with people living with their parents. I think living with your parents financially is a good idea, and it's done around the world. And really here, I mean, you know, I probably would have lived with at my mother's house until well, forever if it hadn't have been for the desire to not necessarily procreate, but practice procreation, if you know what I mean. You got to have a little privacy for that. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And tonight on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Vincent.
We are doing something that I just don't believe in as a broadcaster. I am roasting the generation after me, the millennials. I am a Generation X, and there's, you know, new census data that's out that You know, I found shocking as far as the numbers go. I'll tease a little bit here. I've got something to tell you after that. A quarter of millennials living at home, neither work nor study. But I want to tell you, before we get into this, I want to tell you about hope.freetalklive.com. What hope.freetalklive.com is a project that I've taken on with a man in Africa, a couple of guys in Africa. His name's Nufunda Johnson. And he takes care of about 40 orphans there. And they currently live in this thing that I would describe as the size of, say, a small bedroom or large walk-in closet. I have seen walk-in closets that are bigger than my bedroom, but then, you know, nonetheless, it's a room big enough that if the bodies are covering the floor, 40 orphans can stay in the room. And that's basically how they sleep, just like, you know, all cuddled up and that sort of thing. They have to get out soon. He's trying to build an orphanage. At this point, we're trying to finish up funding for the foundation. Now, they dug the hole. They put in the hard pack. They found the sand. They dug the sand out of the riverbed. They've made the bricks, 60,000 bricks by hand. He doesn't need a lot of money, but he does need some. He needs concrete and rebar for this foundation, and we're trying to finish it up. So I've come really close. We're trying to get $2,500. Please go to hope.freetalklive.com and donate. Donate what you can. And by the way, if we go over the amount for the foundation, he can't make a roof either. We're going to need some tin. So, you know, the money's not going to be wasted. I want to tell you about a party real quick that these orphans had. They had rice and fish. He spent a little extra money. He got some fish for them. That was the party. They handed out used shoes that he got at $5 a piece. These are the shoes that kids outgrow here in the United States. This is their party. Used shoes and fish and rice. Hope.freetalklive.com. If you want to make a real difference with your money, hope.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Joe calling in from New Mexico. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I do a lot of talk radio talking, and I've listened to you guys on and off. I'm not a major fan. To me, you promote anarchy and anti-Americanism for the most part.
All right.
But, you know, I have to agree with you on this one.
Okay.
You know, you're 30 years old. You know, by God, I joined the Navy to get off the ranch to leave my mom and dad's house when I was 17. I turned 18 in boot camp. We have a puss-down, wussy society nowadays. I mean, everybody's just wah, wah, wah. Nobody wants to get off their butt and earn a living and make it for themselves.
Why is that?
Look, we just had 8 years of Satan's ass. Excuse my language. I hope they didn't throw me off.
You think it's Obama's fault? Go ahead.
The liberal thinking itself, the mantra of progressive liberalism is the God is government. Everybody can give you what you need. Everybody should supply everything for.
Whoops. Hello, Joe.
He got so mad as his mic exploded.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I'm going to presume he drove into a bad cell. Okay, so I don't know how to tie in millennials and liberals.
I think
millennials tend to be more liberal, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you know, maybe that's the presumption. I will agree that that liberal thinking is more like the thinking of somebody who lives at home than somebody who takes care of themselves, right? Like when you're at home. You have an expectation, mommy and daddy will take care of me, or one of them will. They'll clean up my messes. They'll, certainly put some. As a young person, I got to say, my mother still pays my AAA membership. Probably because it's only like $5 more to have a family member on, and it's just easier than collecting the $5 from me. But there were times almost into my 30s that she helped me pay some bills here and there. So I can see how people would not necessarily see that as help, but would see that as an obligation, I didn't see it that way. I believed, I needed help getting on my feet and that kind of thing. But, and I'm glad that she was there to do it. I would have probably made it. But I think that, you know, liberals do sometimes have that expectation that they're going to, that they deserve help. Like, birth means that you get helped.
I think it's a lot to do with the date. They part of the millennials is, like, I think with the one before X, I believe they were called the latchkey generation, and
okay, some of it. So before X would be the baby boomers.
Not before millennials. I think millennials okay. are Y. Yeah, so it would be X then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, parents, X. both yeah. parents would work or be a single mother. So with the
I was a latchkey kid. Yeah.
Latchkey, so with millennials, it's daycare, right? You know, you used to have, and this is just what I read different, you know, parenting things. You used to have children were raised by their parents or by their siblings, right? So you have they have an adult to use as a reference compared to kids who are in daycare ever since they're 2 years old. They're raised by other children or by ninnying daycare employees. So they feel like they need every single whim, you know, taken care of. Instead of solving a problem on their own, they go to an adult or something, and it's just like for arrested development.
So perhaps that's the case. Okay, so I think that was what his presumption was. Now, interesting, he said that God is government and that Free Talk Live is anti-American and anarchists. Now, I would not claim to be an anarchist.
It depends on which host, I guess. I'm not anti-American.
I think that as far as societies go, I like American society, but I believe it's devolving. And here's what my theory is on millennials and people generally. So the Mongols, had this well, not just the Mongols, but those steppe people generally had this policy. Every once in a while, they'd conquer some Chinese city, right? And they wouldn't be able to hold it because over the generations, they get soft. So they came up with a policy of sending the kids back to, I don't know, barely squeaking out of existence on the steps and drinking mare's milk or whatever they were doing. And the idea was to make them tough, to make them needy and, to appreciate the nice things. When they grew up with silks and servants and all these things, they were bad leaders from the Mongols' perspective. They couldn't hold the city. And I think that maybe is just something natural in society, is that when a generation achieves a certain level of wealth, that their children are just not going to have the chops to take it further.
It's like the saying, hard times, good times make weak men make hard times make good strong men, but strong men make good times.
That's
just a cycle, like
that's
Rome.
The cycle. I tend to think it's that. I'm not anti-American. I am anti the weak men. I believe that America did a really great job, building things up. But I got to say that I think that the generations before me are a little bit like the gimme generation. I mean, you look at Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, these things that I'm going to have to prop up on my back to take care of generations. I have no expectation of Social Security being there for me. So, anarchist, I'm not. Anti-American, I don't think I am. But I'm, really not positive towards any other particular culture either. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, talk about anything that's on your mind this evening. It is Mark with you.
And Vincent.
We are talking about a study from the U.S. Census Bureau that apparently points out that millennials are unlike any generation that has preceded them, and most of those facts are not positive, at least not from my interpretation. Vincent?
No.
No? Doesn't look good. And you would be in the generation that they're referring to. They're calling them 18 to 34, even though you think of yourself as Generation Z, right?
Yeah, one day when time passes, we're going to be able to see enough differences.
I can't wait till Generation Z gets their own name. That'd be nice. You guys will be growing up when you get your own name. So Joe called in the last segment, cell phone dropped or something of that sort. Generally, we don't. It's a lot, one call a night here on Free Talk Live. We don't have many rules, but that's one. But if there is some kind of technical difficulty, we'll usually let you, call back and finish your thoughts. So let's go to Joe calling in from New Mexico, Kiva. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Joe, can you hear me now? Joe, I think he's busy, so there you go. Bobby, calling in from Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
What up, buggy guys? I wanted to get into, I think millennials do get a bad name. I think they don't factor in. I was 12 when 2000 hit, 13 when 2001 hit. When I was just coming of age, 18, 19 years old, 2007, 2008, that's when the market just dropped out.
Yep.
And when I was trying to find jobs and stuff, I could find part-time jobs, and I was working for staff companies, and here in Florida, I worked for Minute Maid, Cutrale, but it was like, for 6-7 months, and and stuff like that. And so I don't think they're factoring in. I know every generation has been through kind of recessions and stuff like that, but I mean, we got hit really bad right when I was going into the workforce.
Your time frame really exactly is 100% on your time frame. So they raised, like the economic downturn hits, then you have adults taking the minimum wage jobs, and the young people, the millennials at the time, couldn't get those jobs because they're minimum wage is supposed to be the entry level position. You can't get it because some 30-year-old has the job, attempting to work as many hours as they can, make ends meet, and that kind of thing. I agree with you on that point. However, it wouldn't really address the issue of, let's say the study is a little old, 6 months, 8 months maybe, 6 or 8 months ago. Do you think there's a good excuse for living with your parents and not having a job or studying?
No, unless you have a mental issue or something like that. Some people are just lazy. They want to play video games on the computer. So I had a good relationship with my parents. I actually stayed with them until I was 26. It was nice and comfy, but I moved out when I was 26. I finally got a full-time job at a paint mixing place. We'll just, mix and paint and stuff like that, which kind of like could be a career, but it took, quite a long time. So when I got that, I moved out, and I could have stayed with them, but
what'd you move out for?
Say what now?
Why'd you move out? What would you, if you had to look at sort of the reason in your soul that you moved out, what was the reason?
Okay, well, I would hear my parents at night, doing some stuff, and, walls aren't all that thick.
Feel like they needed some privacy?
Yeah, I could hear them, and sometimes, when I wanted to watch a adult video, I would have to, I didn't have no lock on my
headphones
door.
So or something?
I would set up my chair on the door so nobody could walk in, and, a couple times it'd be 12, 1 o'clock, and I'm wanting to watch an adult video or something, and like mom just tried to bust in the room, but she can't because I got the door, kind of hit. And that just kind of frustrated me because I like to do my own thing. And
you need a little romantic time with yourself. I appreciate it, Bobby. Thank you for the call. Thank you so much. Oh, that was good.
Are Americans this prudish when it comes to sex?
What do you mean? Which part?
Well, I mean,
I understand you're not completely American.
Yeah. I mean, it's for me, even in my dorm,
from up north.
Even in my dorm, I could hear people. Well, from the northeast, in Quebec and in Ontario, it's a whole different story. Even in my dorm, I could hear people in the next room having sex, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, usually it's just one person, but and it's not that big of an issue. Yeah, I'm like, okay, it's a normal thing. It's a normal thing. It's a natural process. I'm not seeing it. I don't risk getting a disease or anything. I'm not near it. So yeah, that's just my point of view. Maybe it's different for others.
Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. I wanted to give you an update on the NH exit.
What is that?
Well, that's the idea of New Hampshire becoming an independent country.
Oh,
and
okay.
The thing that happened over the last couple weeks was that State Rep Caleb Dyer announced that he is going to submit secession legislation next year.
Okay. I don't expect it to go very far, but one of our last callers would have called something like this un-American. What do you think about the terminology un-American, Dave?
Well, those of us who are pro-American fight against the number one threat to Americans. And that threat in the past may have been the crown, and maybe in the 40s it was German government, but currently it's the federal government.
Okay. So, one can be pro-American values, but sort of against the United States government. Is that the idea?
Right. The American government doesn't really do much of anything that the American government was originally tasked to do. It just does things that hurt Americans, basically, for the most part. So
seems largely unconstitutional
in favor
actions.
Of Americans, then we have to be against that bunch, the feds.
Gotcha. So, NH exit. Tell me a little bit more about it. What's going on?
Yeah, so his what's interesting that Caleb discovered as he was looking into how this might be written was that my thinking was that what you would just do is remove 5 or 6 words from the New Hampshire Constitution, the words that bind New Hampshire to the United States. But he believes that what has to be done is a package of legislation which repeals all the different laws which bind New Hampshire to the federal government, as well as a constitutional amendment which would remove, I guess it would remove some of those words that bind New Hampshire to. So it'd be a massive set of repeals, if that makes sense.
What about all the money that states tend to get from the federal government? I mean, are you going to get politicians in Concord to give up that kind of money?
Not at first, maybe not ever. But the beauty of independence movements is that you don't have to achieve independence in order to be successful. You know, Quebec's movement and Scotland's movement have both kept their central governments from becoming too oppressive in those provinces. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It at the very least draws a line in the sand, even if the line isn't particularly clear where it is. Thanks for the call, Dave. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
855-450-3733. Let's go back to Joe calling in on Kiva. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but I've heard a lot of your rhetoric. I've heard you say the police are basically the most dangerous thing in public society.
I don't know that you've heard me say that. You may have heard somebody on the Free Talk Live is a bevy of hosts, and that could be true. But let me ask you a question. If the since you're here, right, and like I'm not trying to beat you up or anything, but if the government enacts unconstitutional or immoral laws, who's going to enforce them?
You're saying,
Joe,
the government
I'm asking a question. Yeah,
immoral laws
or unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional. And so you're saying the government's going to enact.
They have.
So you're right. The police will enforce them, and your military will enforce them.
There you go.
Now listen to me.
Yes, sir.
I grew up, on a ranch here in New Mexico.
I grew up on a ranch in Florida.
There you go. So work ethic, when I left the ranch, I went into the Navy under Ronald Reagan. And you probably despised him, think he was the worst thing that ever happened to America, right?
Not so. Just hold the line. I want to talk to you, Joe. I think Ronald Reagan has some really great quotes. He says libertarianism is the heart of conservatism. Nothing says eternity like a government program. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here! Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live this Saturday evening. You can call in about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Vincent.
Thanks for sitting in for Ian Vincent. Really appreciate the help here on really relatively short notice.
It's always a pleasure.
Saturday evening. Ian had to go to see a friend in the hospital, I believe. So if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Have you ever been at a stoplight and crept forward so you could read the bumper sticker a little bit better? Maybe you want to feel superior to the person you're reading, or maybe you're like, oh yeah, I agree with that. Well, you can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. I like to just go there, read them, and, I mean, you know, it's like paging through memes as far as I'm concerned. libertystickers.com. We were talking to Joe, and he was he had called in about the about millennials, and we've been talking about millennials, and frankly, this disturbing statistic that says that a quarter of them are living at home, and don't have jobs and aren't studying. But Joe, I think Joe's a good conservative there, right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm as blue dog conservative as you can get.
Christian. Let me read you this quote from Ronald Reagan. It says here, if you analyze it, I believe the very heart and soul of conservatism is libertarianism. I think conservatism's really a misnomer, just as liberalism is a misnomer for liberals. If this were back in the days of the Revolution, so-called conservatives today would be liberals and the liberals would be Tories. The basis of conservatism is this desire for less government interference or less centralized authority or more individual freedom, and this is pretty much a general description of what libertarianism is. I like Reagan. I like the things he said. Now, the government grew 60% underneath him, but I understand he had a Democratic Congress, and that can be a little tough.
Okay. As long as you say you like Reagan. Now, I've heard all kinds of stuff on you. I don't hit your show very often, but once in a while I catch it.
Yep. And I'm pretty much anti-military when it comes to issues. I've had a very difficult time with this. I grew up, I signed up for the military. Now, I didn't go, but I just want to let you know that I had that level of commitment to it. But ultimately, I believe it's young men and women who are told that they're brave, just, sure, and bearers of the American way are the ones upon whom they fight and die and bleed for these politicians with these wars. We find out later, you know, like when you look at the Korean War, was it worth it for Americans to be there? The Vietnam War, the invasion of Grenada, all these actions, did American lives really need to be wasted on that?
Well, my friend, there are times that we definitely didn't need to get into a fight.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, America is hated because of, and freedom, let me tell you something. Freedom takes responsibility. You have to have standards in place, common sense, God-given constitutional standards, not some liberal.
But they don't obey them. The politicians that send people to fight and die haven't obeyed that constitution since, I don't know,
of course not.
The second president instituted the Alien and Sedition Act?
Well, but that did get repealed.
Thomas Jefferson, president number 3, sends out the incipient Navy to handle Tripoli without a congressional approval. There you have it, Mr. Liberalism. What we would call
Jeffersonian.
Yeah, Jeffersonian liberalism. He violates the Constitution that, with the country that he helped found.
But you're talking about way back when. I'm talking about here and now, today.
Politicians today violate the Constitution every single day.
Oh, my God. They're egregious. I mean, John F. Kennedy is a hardcore conservative Christian compared to the crap that we got going on now.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
100%.
So we have lost our way, my friend. America,
you
got to
stop supporting the government, Joe. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I agree. What I'm saying is
the cops and the soldiers are the government that people won't say anything about.
They're
the ones that enforce it.
Okay. Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
I know a lot of cops, and I know a lot of military people. I'm 50 years old.
I'm a firefighter, dude.
I'm ex-SEAL, so Navy SEAL.
There you go.
So, I've
and you did what the politicians told you to do, didn't you? Because if you didn't, you'd
not
get...
Not the politicians. Listen. Every administration, politically, I mean, you're talking every administration. Obama, it proved to me. I used to think that doesn't matter who's in public office, doesn't matter who's president, they won't affect my life personally. Boy, was I wrong. I mean, my God, Obama has destroyed me medically. I mean, my health insurance. I'm a family of five. I got three kids. I'm paying $1,600 a month for freaking health insurance.
Yeah.
I used to pay $400 before Obamacare. Everything Obama did directly affected me personally. Now, I don't think Bill Clinton was too worried about stuffing cigars in certain parts and pieces.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he had bad policies. George W., I think when we got hit, he had to go after what he could. The intelligence that I have from the military background I come from, guaranteed, man, we should have went into Iran. You gotta defend our nation. Look, the federal government should do three things. Mass transit, defense. Mass transit.
Where's that in the Constitution? Post roads?
Well, it's not in the Constitution. Yeah, but we
okay,
should
the,
ensure
it's not in the Constitution. You need an amendment.
No. Agreed. But
okay.
they should make sure that our infrastructure
interstates,
in society is sound. It's
right.
Protected. I'm talking about protection, not building.
People like interstates. I'm willing to give you that. No doubt people like interstates.
I'm in the mortgage industry. Right now, I'm in the mortgage industry, right? So I'm looking at everything as the government is so entrenched. It's like a infiltrated into our society so bad.
It's going to be
cancer.
Hard to kill the parasite without killing the host,
right.
Isn't it?
And so,
thanks for the call,
so
Joe. Appreciate it. That's the difficulty here. It's very, very difficult. The government has gotten so big. Now, I don't hate people who are cops. Believe me, I'm a firefighter. I work with cops on a relatively regular basis. I understand the things they deal with. But I'm not going to absolve firefighter, soldier, or cop from the responsibilities that they have to a constitution to which they swore an oath. And that constitution, coining money, defense, but frankly, the founding fathers didn't want a standing army. They didn't want a navy. Anyway, let's go on. We'll take Michael calling in for Virginia Beach. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much, Mark and Benson. I want to bring in a statistic which I think will clear a lot up in this discussion.
Please.
74.7% of the federal budget goes only to paying interest on the federal debt.
That sounds about right.
So we're actually running the government on about 25% of what the government collects from us at gunpoint. The rest of it
gunpoint
is going,
if necessary.
The rest of it is going to the people who have loaned money to the government.
Now, and most of those are?
Well, let me just say that your last caller, Joe, sounded like a evangelical Christian.
He did say he was a Christian,
So, here's the problem. In 2016, evangelicals came out in huge droves, but here's the point. In 2012, half of the evangelicals, about 12 to 15 million, who were registered to vote, didn't vote because Romney was on the ticket. But in this last election, 94% of those people who didn't vote did vote this time, and 98% of them voted for Trump. These are the people who can't start a show like Free Talk Live because they've been taught to sit in a pew, keep their mouths shut, and let the preacher be their God. They can't run a country. They can only go out when somebody like a Jerry Falwell lies to them and says that Jesus wanted us to vote for Caesar, and then they go out and they vote for Caesar and they put his name in as Donald Trump. These people will never address the problem of 75% of the tax money going to a bunch of money changers in Washington.
Everybody should be paying attention to that. But I agree that there's some good, sound Christian doctrine that says that debt is completely irresponsible and that any Christian that allows their government to be in debt is irresponsible. But thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate it. It may be that they thought that Trump was a better choice.
Anything happens when you don't advertise? Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.